finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capless pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, Sales Funnel Radio? How you guys doing? Excited to be able to share with you some cool stuff that I'm doing right now. I was on a flight. I've been doing a lot more speaking and finally doing interviews again on other people's stuff, which has been so fun. I've missed that tremendously. There's a lot of people who have been like, can I interview you? And I kind of feel like I went into almost like entrepreneurial hibernation. You know, it's very normal to go back through and kind of like reinvent yourself, obviously. And I went through just a major one in the last 6 months. And so now I know exactly where I'm going for, and I'm calling my shot, basically going to try to be the Tim Ferriss, Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson of capitalism, and thinking about probably create Capitalist Pick Radio and use that to start interviewing really big people and start setting myself up in a much, much, much larger and more aggressive market with a very aggressive theme, capitalism versus socialism. So anyway, I'm excited about that. But as I have that new kind of angle, that show's not launched yet. I'll make an actual launch out of it. But that's kind of where I'm thinking, and kind of blended that kind of that mission with my new value ladder, you know, and the new linchpin model, which I'm so excited for you guys to read Linchpin. I don't know if it's released yet as of me doing this. Yours truly got to write the foreword. I'm very excited about you guys being able to read that book, though, when it comes out. It's a good book. Wow. I told Russell, it's like, think of it as like, what would Russell write as his notes while he was applying his own secret trilogies books? That's what this Linchpin book is like. Hey, okay, so here's the funnels, but here's how to make a business model out of it. You know, it's like, anyway, so I'm excited for you guys to hear that and get to that book whenever it comes out. It's so good. You know, funnels aren't really a business model. They're just an customer acquisition model. So it's like, hey, here's how to actually turn it into a business model, you know, which has been really fun. So, well, hey, I wanted to share with you something really cool. I was on a flight. I was going over, and that's how I was starting this episode. I was on a flight. I went over to Florida and got to speak in front of 2,000 people. I did the fake book story. I had another stage rush with it, which is really fun. I haven't had that large of a stage rush with the fake book story, though, in a long time. In fact, the first time I ever told it was probably when it was that big. There's a lot of people who ran to the stage on this one. It was fun. Anyway, I was flying over there, and this whole linchpin, that's why I got onto that. This linchpin concept was in my head, because I see how to naturally add people to continuity, or at least add trials of continuity, when someone's joining a challenge, right? Like, if you want to see a live example of this, go to 5dayoffer.com, right? It's because, like, you can register for the challenge for free, but then on the very next page, it's like, hey, if you want to be VIP, get this cool kit, get this box. We'll also give you a 30-day trial to our Capitalist Pig monthly newsletter. Right? So you're always adding people to continuity. So, like, cool, I see how to do that in challenges. I'm doing that on my challenges. It's awesome. And I'm seeing how to do it on webinars, right? Where it's like, hey, here's you register for the webinar for free. On the very next page, it's like, hey, you're going to get the most out of this webinar by getting this thing, which includes some continuity trial, right? And so it's a similar model. And then I was like, but how can you do it for an event? And so what I on that flight over to Miami, I was like, there has to be a way, like, let me rethink the entire event funnel. And so I came up with just, it's awesome way. It's the same principle where, you know, you come in and you're like, hey, I'm going to come to this event. And so you put your email in, you go to the next page, and on the page, it says, do you want to be general admission or do you want to be VIP? And by the way, when you're VIP, the only way to get VIP is part of my tier two of my continuity, right? I call it the Capitalist Pick Club, and it's where I send you out swag of the month. And there's a, you know, monthly group call that I go really deep on. And you get access to basically all of my previous courses, almost all of them. It's $97 a month, you know, and it's like, or you can buy VIP for the one-off price of $500, which is like kind of normal for events. So it makes it a no-brainer. You actually save money by buying VIP versus even buying a general admission ticket, which is really cool. And so it creates a cool price decoy on my order page, which is really, really super fun. And so I designed it on the airplane, and I was like, hey, what about if they have this ticket scenario, that ticket scenario, that ticket scenario? And so it's a few different versions of the event funnel model. And but they all still follow the same premise that come join the event at a VIP level when you're on tier two of continuity. And then what I have, the final thing I have on there, hopefully it's cool for me to share this. I feel like it's super valuable stuff. Because I think one thing our world, really only Russell's like inner circle and coaching programs have read the new Lynchpin book, and everyone's just obsessed with it. It's like, it's the value ladder with rules, right? It's like, it brings a little more context of what to actually put, what product line to actually put together and be thinking through to make a true business instead of a promotion. And so we've all been obsessed with it because it's like, it's super obvious that that's truly what actually grew ClickFunnels so fast, you know, and that's what grows a real company. And blending the info model with whatever monthly thing you sell, or turning the info into a monthly thing or whatever. So we've all been super obsessed with it. And I got to tell you, just the numbers have been astounding. They've been really, really powerful. So basically you can buy a one-off general admission ticket. If someone has bought like one of my 997s, they have a coupon code, 99% off general admission coupon code. And so same kind of thing though. It's like, hey, come on in and you can either use your coupon code or come to VIP and get VIP for 70% off, which is part of that tier. And it's the only tier that also gets event replays. And it's cool because it creates a really cool price decoy. Again, hopefully I can share this without being weird. This is how Steve's making a price decoy. Yeah, it's like we all, they're in our everyday lives though, you know, price decoys are all over the place. So one of the bumps that I have though is coming to the studio, the physical studio itself, you know, and with it, there's a networking night.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
You know, I'm probably going to take everybody shooting to the shooting range that's across from my office, you know, one of the nights, or I don't know. I'll figure out what it is. There's some fun places around here that I just want to do like some kind of cool activity at the end of the event, let the hair down, so to speak. And, you know, and obviously that's a perk that only those who come to the physical studio can come to. And so that's part of the bump. And so it's the same bump across all of the offers. But this new event funnel model is really exciting for me because one of the things I've really struggled with is this model has made sense and has been talked and taught about from the context of the challenge and the webinar a lot. And they make total sense, you know, they make total sense. But how you actually get it done with an event funnel, you know, that's something that people are still trying to figure out. But what it turns challenges and webinars into is an ascension event. It's no longer a one-off sales thing, right? And you're being invited to not just come buy a thing, you're being invited to get continued support through these monthly things that you're putting on, which is super fun. So anyway, it's kind of a shorter episode. I'm really excited. This is for my new offer launch event. I've decided that offer launch for me is going to be kind of like my Funnel Hacking Live. It's my yearly event. I don't think I'll ever automate it. And that's because if you have an offer, your offer is only as good as how well you know how to launch, right? I mean, you have the coolest offer on the planet, but if you can't get traffic to it, it already sucks, you know, even if it's great, because, you know, it's not doing what it was meant for. So offer launch will continually be probably like the most up-to-date strategy, like come to offer launch so that it's all these up-to-date sales strategies and how people are still crushing online. And, you know, oh, ads are good right now. Sweet. Here's how to use them. Oh, ads are bad right now. Cool. Here's how to get other ways to get sales. You know what I mean? And that kind of conversation, I think, is really important right now. I mean, always, but especially right now for people. I think some people think like, oh, internet is scary right now. And actually, just the economy is what's scary right now. It's an amazing time to start something or scale something or add another product line to your value ladder, you know. So offer launch is exactly what the title says. It's launch methods for your offer. It's not really about offer creation. The tagline that I have for it is marketing in the fewest steps, whereas Offer Mind is my other event. And I've done both of them several times. They're amazing events. They've helped a lot of people. It's really fun to see how many entrepreneurs were born, you know, at these events, which is really fun for me to see. And I've been able to track $100 million in student sales with my courses and events, which has really, really been fun for me. My stuff works. I'm very proud of it. Works very well. But the Offer Mind event is really about that title, right? Meaning come think about your offer. What is your offer? It's not a marketing event at all. It is an entrepreneurship event. Very different mindsets, very different roles. Entrepreneurship versus marketing. You guys know that by listening to my stuff here, but a lot of people don't. And so OfferMind is entrepreneurship in the fewest steps, where OfferLaunch is marketing in the fewest steps. And really they're meant to go together, where one ends, the other begins. But OfferMind, because I'm not saying you can't come learn really cool launch methods if you don't have an offer, but obviously you're very limited. And so I've decided that I'm probably going to automate my OfferMind event, meaning it'll probably run once a month and you can come to it. And there'll still be live components to it, but, you know, there'll be like live chat and live support. Like I'll probably still do parts of it live, you know, but the majority of it will be automated to some cool software that we found and are using. So anyway, that's kind of the plan. Is OfferMind runs monthly, whereas OfferLaunch runs yearly. And OfferLaunch, we were going to try and do it like literally this next week as I'm recording this, but it just didn't make any sense. I've really slowed down the launch. Like it's not that effective. Plus I feel like it causes distrust in the market after a while. Not to like, I'm not saying don't always be promoting, but I'm saying if you're promoting a brand new thing and they're like, oh, this is cool. Like I want this, but I haven't finished getting the existing thing that I bought from you, Steve. You know what I mean? It creates a little weirdness in the head. I think it can be a little bit unfair for all parties, but then it also means that you may not be focusing on fulfillment the amount you should be. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't want to fall in that trap. And I, you know, my earlier years, I certainly did it. It's really easy to do with how fast each of us launch in this space as well. So anyway, my offer launch event will probably be at the beginning of August before school goes in and all that stuff. So anyway, that's kind of where my head's at. So that's where we're going today and tomorrow, building the event funnel with this new, it's like a linchpin styled event funnel. I'm super psyched about it. By the time that you guys get this episode, we will probably be up. It was offerlaunch.com. And then my overall strategy is to make OfferLaunch be yearly, whereas OfferMind is monthly and automated. So with live components. But sometimes when you're in total flow on stage, like it's called blackout speaking. Blackout speaking is where you kind of like, for those of you guys who've been on stage, you almost kind of forget where you are, right? And it's real. And you get in such deep flow. That happens to me almost every time I speak on stage. And I think it's one of the reasons I love it so much, because I love that feeling. It is just such a cool feeling to be in total flow, kind of forget you're on stage and you're having inspiration about stuff that you did not prepare on. That's also another reason I prepare my slides so deeply, though, so I can always make sure I anchor back to the main point, because I used to, I could just riff. That's so dangerous. And that's not fair to the audience either. I prepare like crazy. And then when I'm prepared, it's like flow with boundaries, and I'll flow with guided boundaries. And so you're having epiphanies in a context rather than just at some random whim, you know. Make sure it always anchors back to the point you're trying to get across to the audience. So anyway, thanks for listening to the show. I'll tell you guys more about Capital Speak Radio. I'm never going to shut this down. I've been really advised to just rebrand Sales Funnel Radio into Capital Speak Radio, but that doesn't fit. It fits if it was a rebrand for the same market. But it's not for the same market. It's for a wildly different much broader market, you know, and I don't know that people, like, I'm going to try and interview Joe Rogan on this thing. You know, I'm going to try and, I think I can. I'm like one tier away from that. And so, and I see it, but new listeners that came in, if they started listening to Sales Funnel Radio, they didn't know what a sales funnel is. You know what I mean? It doesn't fit. Messaging matters, man. Messaging is marketing. So it just doesn't fit. So I think I'm never going to shut this down. But yeah, I have an episode. I think it's the next episode that I want to do about the future of the show. So anyway, you guys are great. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks for reviewing. That means a lot as well. I do read those. They mean a ton to me. And talk to you guys later. Bye.